Hello, fellow saints, and welcome. We're so grateful that you're here today. Thank you for your support and standing with us in advancing the kingdom of God. If you'd like to give today, we invite you to do so, but please know there is absolutely no pressure. Your presence and prayers mean so much to us. For those who choose to give, your generosity makes a real difference, and every gift, no matter the amount, is deeply appreciated. Please know that 100% of all proceeds go directly toward our nonprofit activities and outreach. For more information about our outreach programs and community, you can visit our Instagram page. Giving is simple. You click the Make a Gift link in the navigation menu or scroll down to the bottom of this page and follow the link provided. Thank you once again for your kindness and faithfulness in sowing into the kingdom. Together we are making an impact. Thank you for tuning in.
Greater love for Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for this time. We thank you for this fellowship, Father. We ask that in the name of Jesus that you bless this time and you bless this word, Lord God. As I decrease, increase in me to teach your people your word, Lord God, as we go through Matthew, Lord God, we ask that you would just bless us with wisdom from on high. Give us a rhema word, Lord God. In Jesus' name, we love you and we thank you. Reveal unto us thy truth. Amen and amen.
Amen.
We are in Matthew chapter 7, starting at verse 1. Matthew chapter 7, starting at verse 1. And I want to read this all the way to the fifth chapter, then to the fifth verse, excuse me. Then I want to back up. The first verse says, "Judge not, that ye be not judged. For with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged. And with what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you again. Why beholdest thou the mote which is in that is in thy brother's eye, but consider not the beam that is in thine own eye? Or how wilt thou say to thy brother, let me pull out the mote out of thine eye, and behold, a beam is in thine own eye? Thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of thine eye, and thou shalt see clearly to cast the beam or the mote out of thy brother's eye." So, this beginning of this scripture says, "Judge not, lest ye be judged." The only issue with judging is that when you judge, you're going to be judged by the same measure you judge. So, is it that you cannot judge, or is it the measure by which you judge that is more important? It is the measure by which you judge that is more important, because there is a righteous judgment that is given unto us to be able to judge. People say, "Oh, you can't judge me. The devil is a liar. I can't too judge you. If I see you doing something wrong and I tell you, don't do it." If that was the case, then how could we judge our children and tell them, "You're wrong. Don't do this"? How can we spank our children and say, "You can't do that"? If we couldn't judge, you have to make a judgment call. See? So let's not be foolish in the way we see this. So judge not, lest ye be judged. You don't want to judge, because the measure by which you judge, you're going to be judged by. He says that in 2. For with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged. And with what measure ye meet, it shall be measured unto you. So the way you judge somebody, if you judge them from the place of the truth, then God will judge you from the place of truth. If you judge them based upon a lie, then God is going to judge you based upon a lie. If you judge them based upon how you feel, then God is going to judge you based upon how you feel. And he's going to turn you over to your own mess and let you deal with it, because that's the way you judge other people. But if you judge a person according to the truth, remember in St. John 17:17, thy word is truth. So if you judge people according to thy word, then you'll always be judging in truth. And God will always judge you based upon his word and in truth. Then mercy can cover you, and you can step into grace. What do you mean, Pastor, by mercy? Mercy is God's tender, loving kindness, his straight goodness that is given unto you when you don't deserve it. That's mercy. Grace is his tender, loving kindness, his goodness that he gives you just because he loves you. The two are separate, because mercy takes care of your mess so you don't have to be judged by him. Grace moves you into a place where you operate without having to deal with no mess, because you'll use wisdom and you'll use God's word. See, that's the part that people don't understand. Mercy is all Old Testament. There was no grace in Old Testament. Grace only appears in the New. Grace was brought through Jesus Christ alone. There was no grace, not that kind of grace, upon the earth until Jesus died on Calvary's cross. From that point on, after he rose from the dead, God was able to shed his grace abroad to all those that love him, because Christ's blood covered you. He don't have to look at your sin. He throws your sin into the sea of forgetfulness, never to remember it again. See, that's grace. But he couldn't do that until there was the blood that covered you. So if you don't get washed in the blood and you get washed by the law, then guess what? Your sin still remains. And God cannot use you. He cannot bless you because his grace cannot abound in filth. Period. So you should want to judge yourself first before you judge somebody else. That's the whole purpose. If you judge yourself and judge yourself, then you won't be a hypocrite by judging somebody else. Because if you're judging somebody else for doing the same thing that you do, then you are a hypocrite. And you're a liar. And I would say two-faced, but some of y'all got 7-8 faces. The devil is a liar. You know how to maneuver them faces. You just ain't two-faced. You know how to change that face depending on who's around you. When we get before the church, oh, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We get around them and say, you know what's up, homeboy? Come on, nigga. Oh, did I say that? Yes, I said it. Because that's what people say. I'm sorry if anybody's offended. But that's not a word that I would even call somebody. Not now. Because I know better. But we use that as a term of love. It's a derogatory term, no matter who uses it, no matter how they use it. But when we're around a certain group of people, we revert back to what our old is and forget about the new. But last time I checked, in God, old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. So we need to learn how to walk in the newness of life, no matter who we're around, and operate in truth so that we won't be the hypocrite. So there's nothing wrong with judging. Just be careful how you judge. Before you tell somebody that they're wrong about what they're doing, you need to first examine your own heart and make sure you didn't do it. And if you did do it, then you have an up. What do you mean you have an up? You have a way to understand why they did what they did so that you could appeal to them from a different way and show them the error of their ways so that they would want to change too. This is how winning is done. This is how Christendom is spread abroad, that all may reach and get a piece of it. This is how grace abounds. But when we don't do it like that, and we just judge a person just because of the sake of them being judged, or we want to condemn them because they're doing wrong, then you are in the wrong place. Especially if you've done it too, because you ought to have a little more compassion after God had cleaned you up. Why wouldn't you come to a person with a different mentality, trying to show them the more excellent way? Brother, I did the same thing too. Before we go to condemnation, let me show you a more excellent way. Let me show you what God says about this. And then if you do that, then you will win your brother. And God is magnified. Because now where there was just one you serving God, now there's two in that same instance serving God. And he is spread. Then two makes four, and four makes eight, and so on and so on and so on. That's how winning is done. You see? So he goes on in three and says, why beholdest thou the mote in thy brother's eye, but consider not the beam in thine own eye? See, this whole statement is not about judging somebody, and we use it like that, and we use it inappropriately, and we use it out of context because we take the verse. This whole thing is that, listen, judgment is going to come. You're going to see something that somebody does that you don't like, but how do you judge him? Do you judge him based upon you, or do you judge him based upon what he did? You need to judge him based upon you and what your understanding is. If you understand that God loves the little children, if you understand that God loves the sinner and wants him to come to repentance, and you can be that one that is standing in the way of him ever trusting God because you say you love God and you're pointing out his faults, then you better be very careful. Because he said, it is better for you to have a millstone tied around your neck and dropped into the deepest part of the sea than that you should stray away one of these little ones.
That's right.
You got to be careful what you're doing. And a lot of that comes from the judgment that we do. Can we tell a person they're wrong? Yes. It's called righteous indignation. It's called righteous judgment. But there's a way to bring the righteous indignation so that people can entreat the righteousness and say, you know what, brother, you're right. You're right. Because the bottom line is this. If God had paid all of us for the dirt we have done, man, where would we be? Where would we be? So if God, who has no darkness in him, gives you a pass and tries to show you how good he is, then why wouldn't you give somebody else a pass and try to show them how good God is, so that they too can be one? See, the mentality has got to change. Our mindset, we need a paradigm shift. It needs to turn all the way around to the other place. If I'm going to tell you about what's wrong, I want to win you to the place that you get the understanding like I have it. See? So that you'll understand this is wrong. And it may not change right away, but at least you'll understand this is wrong. And if you could start repenting of it and saying, Lord, asking forgiveness for it and saying, Lord, I know your word says this and I did it anyway. Father, forgive me. Then you don't break fellowship with him.
Amen.
Because you're walking in the light. You chose light over darkness. Instead of getting your back up against the wall and saying, well, I've always done this and my mama and my daddy did this before me and that's just the way we roll. What kind of mess is that? Like that can't, there can't be a change. How foolish is that? So, going to 4, he said, or, now you see in 3 where he says, and why beholdest thou the mote, that is in thy brother's eye, and consider not the beam that is in your own? In other words, he may have a little speck of dust in his. You got this big old plank in yours. Because you're seeing from the wrong direction. He said, or how would they say, thou saying, for to thy brother, let me pull the mote out of thine eye, and behold, there's a beam in thine own eye. See? Then he says in 5, thou hypocrite. See, this is about you holding the truth in unrighteousness. This is about you saying that I am a truth seeker, that I love God, that I believe God, that I am saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost. This is about you saying these things and then having a whole different attitude when it comes to other people, as though you are better than him. Who lied to you? Who has bewitched you and made you think that you are better than somebody else? You ain't nothing but a speck of dust just like they is. And when you die, your flesh goes back to the dust just like theirs. No man is better than another man. I don't care about your position. I don't care about your money. The devil is a liar, because when pain strikes, pain hits us all the same. Period. So we can't think of ourselves all suchy much.
Amen.
See, that's why I use that word suchy much, because it's all a concoction of your own mind. It is how you see yourself, and it is further from the truth. Thou hypocrite. He said, first cast the beam out of thine own eye, then thou shalt see clearly to cast the mote out of thy brother's eye. Now we got to take this in context. Do I get the opportunity to stop and deal with my own sin first before I get the chance to tell the brother who's right there in my face right at that time, right at that moment, and I know what I see him doing is wrong? No. I consider myself and I say, brother, you know what? Me too. I come at him with the truth of who I am. Maybe we can discover this together. But I know my heart is pricked by doing this. And I know that I'm wrong. And I know God's word says I'm wrong. And if you're doing the same thing, brother, then you also are wrong. Because God's truth is absolute. It is, if it's absolutely wrong for you, it's absolutely wrong for me. See? So, I am a beggar. Let me show you where I found the bread.
Amen.
See? That is the right mentality to come at somebody and tell them about their wrong. But you cannot condemn any man. You cannot throw the law. And this is why God had a problem with the law. Because people condemn people with it. Throw things at people with the law. With the law. Oh my God. Yeah, thank you. Show me, Holy Spirit. He's got me moving. I got an idea where I'm going to end up, but I just don't quite know yet. No, I think I'm in 142 is what I'm looking for. I'm trying to find it. Y'all hold on with me. No? Am I in Proverbs? I just saw it this morning, and I didn't pay attention to it. And I'm trying to recap it. Hang on. It's important. Yes, got it. I'm in Proverbs chapter 24. Psalms chapter 94, verse 6. And I'm at verse 20. And he says, let me start at 18. When I said, my foot slipped, thy mercy, O Lord, held me up. His mercy held me up. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, which frameth mischief by a law? So, how the throne of iniquity, the throne of iniquity is the very root of sin. Shall the very root of sin have fellowship with God? No. God forbid. Because that throne of iniquity, it frames mischief by the law. It takes God's law and creates a problem for people to walk in. By making, someone is given the law and making himself look higher than the other. The very thing we're talking about, thou hypocrite. It changes things. It takes the very root of sin and exalts it to a place where it starts to use the law of God. You better give him something to drink. Did he put something in his mouth? No. Okay. And so... which frameth the mischief by law. And so that is Psalm 94, verse 20, where I read from 18 to 20. So the very throne of iniquity, the very throne of iniquity hath fellowship with thee, which frameth mischief by law. See? It can't have fellowship with God. You can only have fellowship by walking in the light with God. God has no fellowship with darkness. How do I know? Turn to 1 John chapter 1. God sent me on this rabbit trail, so we're going to pluck it. We're going to pick it. Until we're done with it. Pop his hands, because I got stuff in there.
Caroline, stop it.
You stop. Going over there. Got stuff from my wounds in there. I don't need him touching that.
Yeah, I know.
Amen, amen. 1 John, starting with verse 5. The scripture 1:5. This then is the message which we have heard from him and declare unto you that God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. No darkness at all. It didn't just say in God there is no darkness. It says there is no darkness at all. This is the message. You see what I'm saying? He said, if we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not tell the truth. So how can iniquity have fellowship with God? Iniquity is the root of sin. It is darkness. It cannot have fellowship with God. Impossible. Impossible. I need you to understand that when we walk in the fellowship of God and we fellowship with God, the only thing separates us from fellowship is sin. But if you confess your faults, he is faithful and just to forgive you and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. So then you are back in fellowship with him. Doesn't it say that in 9? Let's read all through this. 5. This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you that God is light and in him there is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, he is in the light. We have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. So in fellowship, the blood of Jesus Christ is cleansing us from all sin. So walking in the light does not separate you from sin. Sin separates you from God so that you can no longer walk in the light. Don't get it twisted. Let me say it again. Walking in the light does not separate you from sin. Only the blood of Jesus Christ does that. Get over there.
You don't have to do that.
Huh?
You don't have to do a lot.
He needs to stay out of that trash. He can get something, breathe stuff, and next thing he got it. I'm sorry if you offended. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanseth us from all sin. So, walking in the fellowship with God does not separate you from sin. Only the blood of Jesus Christ does that. But, it will separate you, sin will separate you from God. And you cannot walk in the light unless you're in fellowship. So you got to make a decision. Follow the dark or follow the light. Go back to St. John. Oh, and then 9 says in that verse, 8 says, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. He is faithful and just. He is faithful and just. Not you're faithful and just. He's faithful and just. He will cleanse you if you confess it. That you do not lose fellowship with the light. If you lose fellowship with the light, then you cannot have fellowship with God. Because in him there is no darkness at all. That's just the way it is. That is just the way it is. Does that mean you can't sin? No. We sin. We sin. And so going back, thou hypocrite, I'm in 7:5, thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of thine own eye, and then thou shalt see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye. So if you are dealing with this from a place of trying to save and win, then, will you want to help your brother with the right mindset, with the right mentality? We got to love on each other the way we need to love on each other correctly from a place of God. In Jesus' name, amen. Heavenly Father, I just thank you. I thank you for this time. I thank you for the fellowship. And I ask that in the name of Jesus that you give grace unto us, Lord God, that we will see the truth and the truth would set us free. In Jesus' name, we love you and we thank you. And all those that agreed said amen.
Amen.
Segregated, isolated, degenerated, and investigated. Committee destroyed. the whole city one by one. Make you kill off each other with a knife or a gun, you having fun. But in the end, you'll be judged by the Lord, cause he gave the 10 commandments for you to follow, but you ignored. You living in sin, abomination against the ways of good. Now reading scripture, praying to God, even though you know you should. I try to keep myself together and the Lord I seek it. Trying to treat my people right, listen to everything he's speaking. No, I'm not a teacher, a preacher trying to preach. I'm just speaking up some truth into your souls I want to reach. So learn about the man upstairs, look, he ain't a stranger, and get right with him, cause if you don't, then you're in danger.
Get ready, cause he's coming. He's coming. Get ready, all the children. People, get ready, cause he's coming. He's coming. Get ready, all the children.
Don't feel it, see. Come on, attempt to step into the light, because deep in your heart, you know what's wrong, you know what's right. Don't delay. Stop playing with your worldly ways, cause once you sell out to the devil, ain't no need to pray. Cause when you die, that's where you lie, and ain't no resurrection. Burning in the lake of fire, left without no protection. Rejection is what the enemy really despises. He tells you what you wanna hear, but you know we good for lies. Rebuke and keep on stepping, that's your weapon and it work. It don't matter what they say, it don't matter what he learned. Watch out for your enemy, watch out for your friend, cause trust don't get slim as we get closer to the end. So get yourself together, help your fellow brothers out. Stick together through rough weather, that's what it's all about. Your life is tearing you down and bringing sorrow, so pray tonight before sleep, cause he might come tomorrow.
People, get ready, cause he's coming. He's coming. Get ready, all the children. People, get ready, cause he's coming. He's coming. Get ready, all the children.
Now when he came right now, they tell me what you would do. Cause when it's time to get judged, see that's between him and you. Hit your knees and praise the one and only true Savior. That's all you're seeing behind closed doors. And yet he forget you. And if you don't commit your life living in sin, then in hell is where you dwell for eternity. And then you're burning fire and the pain will never cease. Plus ain't no getting out, though you begging again and please. There is hope. Seven seals and the trumpets blow for peace in heaven and hell on earth. That's how the story's told. Now find your Bible, open it up and get some education. It's all there loud and clear in the book of Revelation. The bottomless pit to the angel of death. You better think about it before you come up on your last breath. Repent for all your sins, learn to change your evil ways. He coming, prepare, we live in the last days.
People, get ready, cause he's coming. He's coming.